Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today, we're continuing our watch through of Jessica Jones with episode 11. I wrote down the name of the episode, and then I left my
shirt. Should give it away.
Super. It's blue. I know it's something with blue. Yeah,
AKA I've got the blues.
There you go. I knew it had blue in it, and AKA because you know.
And also, if you're a DC fan, Blue Beetle's out this weekend, so you know, just got to support everyone.
We timed it perfectly. Weird episode.
Bit of a downer.
Yeah. I think it was important. Definitely not like top five episodes. But we did get a cool fight scene and a potential foreshadowing for one of our main supporting characters for maybe next season. So that was exciting. Other than that, yeah, kind of this, you know, we talked about it last week, this like rolling, they catch Kilgrave, he escapes. We learn a little bit about him. They catch Kilgrave, he escapes. We learn a little bit about him. So we're back to that, but you know, hopefully this is the last time that we have to deal with that. But yeah, those are my first thoughts. So.
I mean, yeah, we're just here at the final three episodes, and this one, it's like there's, like you said, yeah, there's some interesting moments that happened. One of which I'm just like, don't do it, and then it happens, and now I'm like, what's gonna be the repercussions of this? But you know, it's almost like I was watching this, and I was like, I feel like we just talked about so much of this stuff because it's a lot of what we got in episode 10. And a lot of it's just kind of it's basically the aftermath of the end of episode 10 of what we're going through. But yeah, this is a little bit of a slower down episode.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that after last week, this one felt like nothing happened, even though many things clearly did. I was just like, just when, when are the things going to begin? Because I've been watching this for 25 minutes and so far, got nothing. Even though, again, multiple things had even happened by 25 minutes, but my brain couldn't register it because last week was just a relentless assault of things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's a choice, right? It's a choice to build the tension throughout this entire season, get to a point that seems like a breaking point where something is going to give, and then immediately slow back down again, be like, whoa.
And also, it was dropped all 13 episodes at once, didn't it?
Yeah.
With the assumption that somebody's going to be a psychopath and binge all like 12 total hours of this in one sitting, or two perhaps.
Actually, no, I think it was week to week.
Was it?
I have to look. I just remember watching these. I know the first couple were week to week, and I only remember that because a friend at work and I were watching them, and it was always like who could watch it first to potentially spoil something for the other person. Which is not how you should watch shows, listeners. If you're watching a show with your friends, don't spoil it for them.
It does say first season was released in its entirety on Netflix on November 20th, 2015. So they did drop all the episodes at once, okay. At least so with season one.
Which I think, you know, once they started doing that, I think they just continued doing that because I think this was that time when they were like testing the waters of a week to week release. And then it was like, nah, people don't want that. People are here to binge stuff. Here's all the episodes. And it's like, thank you. Yes, that is why I spent money on this subscription as opposed to cable. Disney. But yeah, I think that the information that we learn is all important, right? Like, it's character development. I think, again, this goes back to someone at Netflix and or Marvel had a greater vision for this universe than it was allowed in the end. So I think there's lots of stuff building up here that maybe has the potential to come back later that maybe got lost in the shuffle whenever they were like, ah, no more Netflix shows. We're going to pass it on to Disney Plus. Which is sad because, again, I don't think that these series are any worse or any better than the ones we have now on Disney Plus. I think the difference is more in tone than anything. Mm-hmm. These are a little more gritty, a little more maybe like DC-esque as far as the feel and the tone of the episodes, whereas the Disney Plus is more like, you know, our traditional Marvel, like something serious followed by 10 jokes and then a funny scene that leads to something serious again. So I get it, but at the same time, I agree. It's like, just do something already. Like, you, how many times can you catch this guy and then you all make the worst mistakes? Like, Kilgrave himself doesn't even need to do anything to escape. He just needs to stand there until somebody makes a dumb move and then he can run away. Honestly, for me, the big takeaway from this was more Nuke stuff.
Yeah. He gets lost in time. And
he's really turning the tables on, you know, like the first time you see him, you feel bad for him, right? He gets controlled by Kilgrave. He almost kills this girl. He goes back to say sorry. Then he wants to help her. Then he helps her maybe a little too much and in sort of like a creepy way. Like, why are you like some weird hitman now? Like, weren't you a cop a minute ago? And then all of a sudden now he's a super soldier and you're like, whoa, whoa. Like, this guy's story has gone from A to Z very quickly. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting that, like, he's a little bit of a bad guy. He's not great on these pills. And then to see Trish kind of take the leap, take a pill, also kind of lose it a little bit. I think that this is leading us towards Trish becoming Hellcat, which is who Trish is in the comics, is her alter mm-hmm. ego. Listeners, if you've watched these series, and I have mentioned before that I have watched these series, yes, I know what happens, but for the sake of the podcast, I don't want to talk about the next season until we watch the next season. So I like to look at this as when I first saw it, as this is cool. We're potentially yeah. getting another character that could be either have her own series or mm-hmm. could be some sort of like sidekick or side story, where we're expanding the universe of these sort of more side characters that you may not know, which is, you know, what I wanted more of from Marvel. Like, mm-hmm. it's great that we see Hulk and Iron Man and Thor, but like, give me some like weird side character. Like, I thought it was cool when Taskmaster was brought in as like a villain. It's like, ah, that's cool. Taskmaster. Like, people don't know much about Taskmaster. So I'm looking forward to more of that with this being thrown in here. You know, hopefully that leads somewhere now or in the future.
And speaking of weird supporting characters, can we take a moment to talk about how Trish's mom is the worst person in the entire universe?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she's like the
hardcore, like, dance moms.
Yeah, such a just the stagest mom of all time. Yeah. And also, like, whenever we saw baby Trish and she was wearing that, like, awful, awful red wig, I was like, poor, poor baby Trish.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like Drew says, just those are there just to give little hints.
Yeah. It's just little teases, little tastes of what could potentially happen. But man, oh man, the stories that we get for these characters are so sad and kind of messed up. Like, I remember that being the reason that Jessica Jones, I think, got some of the blunt of the hate for the Netflix series, was that, like, Daredevil, it was like, oh yeah, he's cool, he's a lawyer and he fights for the little guy and he's blind but it doesn't affect him and he's cool and he fights stuff, you know. Luke Cage, it's like, oh man, he came from being, like, super oppressed and then he got these powers and now he's fighting for his family and he's fighting for his community and it's really cool and he's fighting stuff. Jessica Jones is like, oh, this is so sad. She was, like, emotionally abused. She's an alcoholic. Her best friend's mom, like, forced her best friends to be this, like, you know, child actor. So she has all kinds of problems. She's messed up. The guy that they're fighting is kind of a creep and he's real messed up because he's had a crazy child. It's just like, oh my gosh, like, all of these stories are so sad compared to all the other ones.
Let's not forget about the intro too. Like, all these people that were part of the bar scene, like, have to now lie. Like, it's just like, they don't want that on their conscience, but it's like, we can't let people know, like, we've got to sink our stories and tell the same lie. And it's like, what's that going to do to them?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's literally like we're getting people that are messed up from being controlled and now don't know how to. They can't explain that to anyone because nobody that hasn't been controlled believes that that's a real thing. Even though at this point they've seen, like, this series happens after the Battle of New York. So these people have seen aliens and monsters and they can't believe that. Stuff. Right. And they can't believe that there's someone out there that could control you. I don't know.
It's just a very depressing show. Like, there's one point where they're trying to, I think Trish is just trying to get Jessica to say, well, like, one redeeming thing about a group she could potentially rescue. And she says people don't deserve rescuing. And then Trish is like, puppies. What about puppies? And she's like, what have puppies ever done for me? I'm like, God, this show is just, it's so, like, dark and sad. And I want Jessica to get to go on vacation in a Hallmark movie. Like, to go to a small seaside town and meet, like, a chef, and they're going to work together to win the baking competition or something. That's what Jessica needs.
Man, Bruce's Bar, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be, like, the best cameo, by the way. Like, if we get to see that again, and then they just show up, and then, like, she's just there hanging out.
I had a thought the other day. I know this is straying a little from Jessica Jones, but we all know Patch, Wolverine's storyline. Patch has a bar in Madripoor or whatever, and that's Wolverine, right? Well, what you may not know about that story is Hulk is there too. And Hulk is co-running the bar with him. And so I had a thought the other day, man, wouldn't it be crazy if the next time we see Hulk, he's got his bar back up and running and Patch is there working with him, and maybe they just call him Patch and they don't, you know, lean one way or the other. Is he Wolverine? Is he not? It's just, nah, this is my friend Patch. He's, you know, he's been helping me out at the bar. And it could just be a fun nod or potential lead into.
It's either that or it needs to be like he's got like some papers and he's like, yeah, I got a new space. Like I got a partner and we just signed. And then they just pan over it and you see Patch.
I mean, I would lose it.
Where is this Disney Plus series where it's just, it's Bruce. He's trying to have some downtime and run his bar. He's hanging out with what may or may not be Wolverine, maybe trying to reconnect with his son that he just found out that he has. I mean, I would watch this show. I would watch this every week.
It could be called Hulk Smashed.
Yes.
I think that Disney Plus needs to be less serious. I mean, I think they already are at this point, but they need to continue being less serious about the storyline and have more fun with these series, because I think that's the best part, right? Like, so far, Loki is probably like top of all the series we've gotten so far. That was probably the best one because it was the perfect mix of like not taking itself too seriously, but also telling like a kind of compelling story that also ended up affecting the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. Honestly, second to that, if I were to go back, like the other day I was looking around, I was like, can I watch one of these again? Is it too early? I think I would rewatch Hawkeye. I would rewatch She-Hulk. I would rewatch the Guardians Christmas special. Like all of these ones that are just like, you know, let's get weird. Let's get crazy. Let's have fun. This is a comic book show. That's what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So if they would make a show about Bruce's bar, I would love that. And it could just be fun. If the story is like him exploring his relationship with Scar, great. It could lead Scar into the Young Avengers. It could be a fun way for them to have Bruce around without him having to commit to, you know, a bunch of movies.
Make the TV shows be dessert. Make the movies be the main course.
Yeah.
Let's get into the ick, the meat of the story, if you will, and the movies. And then just have the shows be light and fluffy and on the side.
Agreed. And delicious. Because right now what I feel like we're getting is we're getting an appetizer as a show and we're getting an appetizer as a movie, and mm-hmm. neither one is fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like the show ends and you're like, what even was that? And then the movie ends and you're like, what was that? Like they spent an entire movie in the quantum universe, and at the end of the movie, nothing had changed other than they got out of the quantum universe.
You're getting quantum spring rolls and loaded French fries. What? That's not a varied enough palate. That's right. Fried stuff back to back.
Give me my food pyramid.
Let's just hope the Marvels. I can't wait to see the Marvels. I know very shifted off course, but like I've seen the Marvels trailer so much the past 24 hours. I'm just like, just give it to me. I'm going to watch it now.
I'm looking forward to the Marvels. I'm also looking forward to I Am Groot, only because I wonder if there's going to be any crossover, tie-in, mention of anything else. There's a lot of potential here. But anyway, tangented off of sad, depressing Jessica Jones. I don't know. I mean, there's not a ton to talk about really in this episode. It is a lot more, you know, we're just watching her try to figure out some more history on Kilgrave and how to find him and where could he be hiding now. And
yeah, she kind of realizes she's immune. So it's still utilizing that. Like it's a lot. I mean, it's just, like I said, so much of this is about decisions that people are making because, you know, we understand the mission here is like they need to get Kilgrave and stop Kilgrave. And then now we're thrown into this mix of like, okay, so this guy's got pills that turns him to a super soldier. And then you're going to take a pill? Should you be doing that? Like, I thought it was fascinating with like the whole like red blue side of things, which it made me think about like the Bourne legacy, if you're familiar with like the Bourne films, because that's kind of like where the Bourne stuff kind of floats, is it's like they're taking these soldiers and they're experimenting with pills that are supposed to like make them super soldiers, right? Mm-hmm. Which that was Hawkeye, like the actor, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, yeah.
The Bourne Legacy. You know, this is the only one that Matt Damon wasn't a part of. But that's kind of the vibes that it gave me with Nuke. Mm. You know, because when he goes into like... He's like so evil in this, but he does get that one moment where he's like, you don't need to do this. Like, you've got to have these blue pills. Otherwise, your, what do you say? Like, your heart could explode or.
Yeah. It's basically like the red pills, like, get you fired up.
Yeah.
And you sort of lose your judgment, but you're like all adrenaline. And then the blue pills bring you down.
Mm hmm.
And so, like, if you're on your red pills, you have to take your blue pills to come down. But then once you come down, if you don't take the white pills, then you, like, crash. So you have to take the white pills constantly to keep yourself steady. So, like,
yeah,
it's weird because it's of all of the, like, weird super soldiery magic, you know, comic nonsense, this is probably the closest to, like, something that either does exist and we don't know about it or could exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's that more realistic.
Yeah. It's just a drug, basically, an upper, a downer, and a level outer. So it's creepy and it's weird to think about, but it's also
like when it was him and then there's like the two guys, like, did he need to take two of the pills?
So no, so like that's Nuke's thing, right? Like the story of Nuke is that like these soldiers are supposed to take one red and then they fight and then they take a blue to come down and then they take the white to like even out. And Nuke is always like, he can't get enough of the adrenaline high of the red. So he's constantly taking too many reds, which like leads him and turns him into this like just violence crazed monster, essentially. And you know, and in the comics it, you always see him with the red, white, and blue flag painted on his face or whatever, but at one point he like pulls, what does he do, he like kills somebody or Punisher kills somebody, something happens and he ends up having his like face pulled off. And so then he just like runs around like that. And it's like even more creepy. So he's like a kind of just insane.
I mean, this would have been awesome to like have either the Punisher battle him, or if this was someone that would be the Defenders have to fight him together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely think that he would fit in with the Thunderball storyline too. I mean, or Thunderbolts. We don't know what that story is right now, but I think that he would definitely fit in there. Or if they ever did like an actual Weapon X movie or series or something. But it's sad. It's like, you know, here we are again, right? Like this sad storyline. He's basically a drug addict.
Yeah.
For, you know, lack of a better term. And whenever he overdoses on the Reds, he just goes crazy. And then, yeah, he has that moment where it's like he falls out of it and is like, oh, you don't have to do this. And it's like, oh, that's right. Like, he's not that person. It's just because he took all those red pills. Well, I mean, I don't know. It, you know, it makes for a compelling villain, right? Like, you feel bad for him, but also he's a bad guy. I think of all the stories we've gotten so far, his is the most roller coastery. Everyone else's story has kind of like slowly increased. His is like beat cop, Kilgrave catches him, gets him to try to murder somebody. He can't do it. So he comes back to apologize. He's a super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a past super soldier program recipient. And it's like, whoa. All over the place, man. But yeah, so I it's a story that I wish had more airtime.
Yeah.
Or a little more story, like meat to it. I feel like it was sort of like this weird side story that just got thrown in whenever there was like a slow moment. Who knows? Maybe it comes back.
Yeah. Hey, it's still two more episodes.
Yep.
But I guess we can, I mean, yeah, that was like the highlight of this episode. Cause really after this, it's, you know, like the aftermath of episode 10, we get, more time with Jessica's origin story, which was kind of interesting. And then it's just a lot of like, again, it's like, just go get Kilgrave. That's all I want them to do. Stop tiptoeing around. But we do get to see Luke Cage again.
We did.
Yeah.
Which was nice. And then he got blown up.
Yeah.
He's okay. But,
yeah, you know, he'll be all right.
That's his thing, yeah.
But the, he was his more bar,
his bar is toast.
His toast.
But he seems fine. Like, he walked out of that exploded bar just kind of like real casual. Like, did someone leave a candle on in here? That was the vibe that I got whenever he walked out.
Like Terminator vibe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a big deal because we saw Jessica get mowed down earlier in this same episode. And she, like, even with her abilities, was really seriously injured. Like, she even says at one point that one of her ribs is sticking into her liver. And I was like, yeah, gross.
Yeah. It seemed like she's falling down a lot in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling a bit.
She's wrapped up in cellophane and she's not happy about it.
It's interesting because, like, I think about the times when I was a kid and, you know, you're trying to, like, pretend you had a superpower or, like, guess what superpower you would have. And people say super strength. This is the, like, number one thing to point to be, like, not a great power, right? Like, you get hit by a car and you have super strength. Yeah, you still get messed up. You get shot. You still, you could die if somebody just walked up and stabbed you. You know, super strength, not a great choice to have only super strength. You know,
yeah, choose invisibility so people leave you alone.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exciting to see another character from one of these series pop up. It is the like glue that holds them all together, is that they constantly throw them in each other's. The only one that I think stands out is Daredevil. I don't remember there being a lot of crossover characters in Daredevil. But Jessica Jones and Luke Cage pop up in each other's series a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I guess the only real crossover is Hogarth for the Daredevil series until Defenders happens. And then they're like, you know, they're all together. Yeah. But And then Punisher was like a weird aside too, where it was like somehow Defenders happened and then the Punisher came along, and then it's like everyone disappeared except for Daredevil. And then we only get Daredevil and Punisher, and then the Punisher series, I don't think anyone is in that except for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if all of that is because maybe, you know, they knew their time was coming to an end and whatever rights or acquisition, you know, was changing hands, and they were like, meh, there's no point at this
time. You know, that'd be interesting homework to do, is like going back to see like the years that these came out, these like mm-hmm. final series, and like what else Netflix was doing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably see, like, you know, could have been a struggling for money, so had to cancel some stuff or like put it on the shelf, or yes, they may have known about all the Disney stuff or prepping for it, mm-hmm. or they just had bukus of money and wanted to go do a bunch of other stuff.
I mean, that it's probably a mix of that, and I'm pretty sure Daredevil and the Punisher were the only, or Daredevil was the only one that was like, you know, making them money.
Had the strongest numbers.
Yeah, I don't think the others did very well. And then the Punisher was kind of like you guys really liked the season of Daredevil where the Punisher showed up, so here's a Punisher show. And then
I want to go watch that again, but you want to talk about, I mean, that's such a heavy show.
Yeah.
Was one, like, I just couldn't binge it. I had to take some breaks.
Yeah.
That sounds like me and Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
I'm limited to one Black Mirror episode like every 14 months. And
that was me. I did go through the Hannibal Lecter series.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I didn't realize, like, I'm a fan of the character. I was not expecting the show to be like that heavy. Mm-hmm. And that was like either like one a day or one a week.
Yeah, that was someone with and I was gonna say Hugh Dancy too played the other guy, so that's why I was like ready to tune in. I was like, these are both great actors, I'm excited. And then I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts for this episode?
Jessica discovered that she had powers because she broke her hairbrush.
Yeah, it's like the lamest way to learn you had powers, right?
I mean, I've broken my hairbrush and I haven't gone right to have superpowers. I've been like, this is a terrible hairbrush that I did steal from my mom, and it's probably been in her caboodle since 1984.
It's just that classic, like, how am I doing this moment?
It makes you think, like, wouldn't it make more sense if she, like, went to open the door and accidentally, like, pulled the door off the hinges, you know? Maybe that was too cliche, so they were like, oh, she snaps the hairbrush.
Should have did, like, teenager ears, you know, when you're sneaking out of the house and then trying to steal the car and then, like, just tears the whole door off. Like, how am I going to explain this?
Yeah, and tries to, like, creep back in the window and just rips the window out.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, tries to get out of the window, but superhero lands.
Yeah.
Does the whole classic Black Widow like landing.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I think this was like pre make fun of Black Widow landing. That would have been great.
That would have been hilarious. I could just, oh man, having Jessica Jones and Lena? Am I thinking the name right? Can't remember her name. Should know this.
Oh, her sister, Yelena?
Yeah.
Yelena.
Yeah. Just having them team up would be hilarious, I think.
I guess final thoughts on this episode.
Like, this to me is one, like, I feel like they probably should have taken like this episode, maybe one other, and like put them to, like, they could have taken the season down an episode. Like, mm-hmm. they would name this one. I don't really know. This felt like a lot of like little hints of what could be coming soon, which is fine. But, you know, it you could have probably taken a couple episodes and shortened the season by mm-hmm. 1 to 2 episodes, you know,
especially at the time, not knowing if this was actually going to lead to another season. It's like, are you wasting our time by like teasing things that may never happen?
Because like you were saying, like, there could have been, they could have probably could have whiteboarded this out and had this whole vision of like oh man, we could go down this route. And then like, we can now have a Hellcat's going to have their own series and Nuke's going to have their own series. And then we're going to do Daredevil and Punisher and Luke Cage. And then eventually who's going to be the big baddie here? Like they're all going to have to team up and fight someone.
Right.
I bet you that was behind the scenes. That'd be awesome. They should have like, someone should have been filming that.
Sure the writer's room was probably crazy for these series.
Yeah.
How can we bring, you know, Jessica Jones into the Luke Cage series? Oh, what if she did? What if she like bust down this wall and he catches it or something?
I think I had mentioned this before, but the lady who was the showrunner on the show and wrote, I would assume, several of the scripts, is the same lady that wrote all the Twilight movies.
Oh, really? I think I'm
picking up on some tonal similarities.
Yeah, lots of gray blues. No vampires, but
not quite, but very pale people.
Yeah. Lots of pale. You know, whenever Luke doesn't have a shirt on, it's a little sparkly.
Melissa Rosenberg, or Melissa Rosenberg was producer for Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was our question last week?
If we thought that Trish would take the pills.
That's right. Yep. And I guess, I mean, yeah, you know.
I had already watched it, so I knew. I did watch it again today. But yeah.
All right. Well, there's your answer. We don't even have to give our individual answers because we all know the answer. The truth. Yeah. It is funny, though, because I forgot that was the question, but also B, genuinely didn't remember her taking the pills. You know, I definitely thought that it was something she would do. That was my answer to the question, but I didn't remember that she actually did take the pills. So,
yeah. Well, I think the follow up is like, are they going to go get the blue pills? Because, you know, Nuke was like, what do you say? I've got like 10 hours and so I need to take one. Which is interesting, like that he can time all this.
That's his thing in the comics too, is that like the military only provides him with the pills that he needs. Mm-hmm. So he like has to figure out ways to trick them into giving him more of the reds or anything like that. And then I think there's like an entire Deadpool series that like he ends up finding out that Nuke has a factory where he's producing only red pills, and it's like this whole crazy side story where there's like cyborg nukes and or life model decoy nukes or something, and they're all taking red pills, and it you know, Deadpool. Yeah. It gets crazy, but I think for this week I want to know if Netflix had kept the Marvel series going, what, like, in the nicest way possible, D-list Marvel character would you have wanted to get a series?
I like that.
Because I think, you know, I think there are some, like, out there characters that, no offense to Marvel or Disney, but if they did a series on this out there character, it might be kind of like, oh, that was weird why they do that. Mm-hmm. But I think we even talked about this when we were watching Moon Knight. Moon Knight is the perfect show for this Netflix series.
Yeah.
Like Netflix Marvel would have made it probably a little less funny, which would have not been great because I think it was, you know, the humor in it was good, but they would have probably made it a little darker, a little longer, and a little meatier. Mm-hmm. Which I would have also enjoyed. So but yeah, that'll be the question for next week. I'm gonna write it down so I don't forget.
I think that fits nicely with like what DC is doing, like, you know, supposedly bringing in Blue Beetle as the kickoff for this whole new DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not super, super familiar with Blue Beetle character. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not one I grew up with. I may have potentially had like an old action figure, a Blue Beetle at one point, or had a comic with him, but that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty bold move to.
I remember when I heard they were making Blue Beetle and my first thought was they should really remake a Steel. That's Steel. His name, right? Yeah. Like DC Iron Man. But wasn't it Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal. Did he
play Steel? They should remake that movie.
Yeah.
Great. Well, join us next week as we'll continue our semi-depressing but also interesting, hopefully, watch through of the Jessica Jones series. As we get closer, you know, things are bound to happen. You know, we're right here at the end. They can't not happen at this point. So watch along with us. If you haven't seen it before, you know, get ready, because it's a doozy. And also, why are you listening to this episode if you haven't watched from the first episode? But yeah, join us next week. We'll continue this. Be sure to follow us on our socials so you can see all kinds of fun things like upcoming comics and what we're reading, and tell us what you think we should watch next. Yeah, that's all I got. See you guys next week.